So do you see every individual who you see as a candidate for these other kinds of therapies?
I think that's probably a fair statement. I mean, I think we're all candidates. And I'm thinking of it as we are all candidates for choosing the right approaches to our health and healthcare. And anything is fair game as long as it seems safe and reasonable. So I would say yes. Does that answer your question?
Probably. But it's also a question of self-efficacy.
Mm-hmm.
There are all sorts of studies of self-efficacious behavior. What you're really asking for is for individuals to seek out any number of kinds of behaviors or therapies that make them feel better, become better at taking care of their own bodies and their own minds. I think what Diane was suggesting was that there is a fear of patients who do this kind of alternative or complementary medicine not to want to integrate it with their usual medical provider, for fear or out of concern that that bit of information will be met with a sense of distrust of whatever is being done, mm-hmm. or the admonition not to do it. So there is, I think what Diane is expressing, the worry that there is lack of integration of these approaches.
And I would, all that I think I would agree with. But I would say that times are changing very rapidly, and that many physicians are changing their philosophy, and they're much more willing to, at the very minimum, acknowledge respectfully that a patient is doing things that is outside of exactly what they've told them to do. That's become common knowledge, and I think there's an acceptance of that. You're going to say.
Oh, that's absolutely right. I mean, the other reality is having taken care of vasculitic patients for over a quarter of a century, I know that I still don't know the cause of the disease, and all of the things that we're doing are of some benefit. But there is a wide space of other kinds of things that need to be done that I'm sure are beneficial for patients. The question is still remains the best way of the communication process between patient, physician, complementary kinds of therapies.
Right. I very, very well said.
I mean, I think, you know, we have a disease that we don't know what causes it. The treatments are not great. I mean, yes, they work, but your, you know, quality of life is not terrific. And so I think some patients think, why not? you know, why not try some of this stuff? And I think what I'm looking for is guidance as to the, you know, what would be good to try, what would enhance quality of life.
And that's exactly where I think integrative medicine, specifically integrative medicine, has a role to play. Because the premise, as I see it, of integrative medicine is that a person, a patient, has a role to play in their own healthcare, and that there are that person has his or her own set of priorities and goals and fears and concerns and desires that may not match standard of care as defined by Western medicine. Where I see integrative medicine working is to try to give guidance to somebody who is in situations like we all are at various times of our life, and to make the best decisions for ourselves with professional guidance. That's where I see the role of integrative medicine being there, because it's very difficult for us to do that as physicians in our own world. So I have the luxury, as an integrative medicine person, who people are coming to see me for that, to be able to focus on that. I didn't really have that luxury as a practicing family physician when I had a lot of other responsibilities that I had to attend to. So until we have, and we may never really have, a system where one healthcare provider can meet all the needs of a patient, we may never get there. That may not even be an ideal. What we have now is we have very good conventional medicine that does what it does fairly well, quite well, does some other things that it doesn't do very well, not very well, and some other areas that are completely outside of their scope. And yet patients are wanting more than what's just there. That's where I think the patient should be as informed and as engaged and as much of an advocate for herself or himself as possible. And they may need some guidance from people like me who are trying to bridge these and trying to avoid the person from having to go blindly try this and try that and try all these different modalities. Because I think ultimately most of us don't need that much. There are a few things that, you know, if we're perfectly healthy, great. Just keep with your good health style.